AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Stocks are expected to open higher this morning after yesterday's massive sell-off. The Dow lost 588 points yesterday to close at 15,871 after China's market tanked, taking other overseas markets with it. This morning, China's main index fell 7.6%, but other markets around the world rebounded. We've been talking with Americans who are keeping an eye on all of this, but not panicking, like federal government worker John Kill in Atlanta.
Overseas, the emerging markets are obviously struggling, but it seems like here in the U.S., everything is still moving along pretty well. Jobs keep increasing, so still seems like a good time to buy it in the U.S. at the very least.
China's cutting its key interest rate this morning to try to boost its slowing economy. Worry about China played into yesterday's stock drop here. We've got an update for you on the condition of Airman First Class Spencer Stone, who was injured last week as he wrestled a heavily armed gunman to the floor of a train traveling to Paris. The American military hospital in Germany, where he's being treated for injuries to his thumb and his eye, says Spencer Stone is doing well this morning. IndyCar driver Justin Wilson is being remembered not just as a talented driver, but a good guy. He died last night from a head injury after a piece of debris hit him at the Pocono Raceway. Fellow driver Ed Carpenter.
You know, one of the few, if only, guy that really was a friend among everyone in the paddock and competitors and that everyone respected for the way that he carried himself.
Justin Wilson was 37 years old. We'd heard about this, but now the Islamic State group has released images that appear to show militants blowing up a 2,000-year-old temple in Palmyra, Syria. This is AP Radio News. The judge in the Colorado theater shooting trial is speaking up after some survivors said the shooter didn't get the sentence he deserved. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
Survivors and witnesses of the 2012 movie theater attack are testifying in a final sentencing phase for shooter James Holmes. Though a jury sentenced him to life without parole for 12 counts of murder, the judge is hearing impact statements to set sentences on 141 other counts. Some survivors complain that Holmes will serve life in prison instead of being executed. One mother of a shooting survivor called the life sentence unjust. After her speech, the judge gave a lengthy rebuttal, saying justice doesn't mean that victims get the outcome they want. I'm Sandy Kozel.
Somebody's been sending anonymous letters threatening to kill three Rhode Island prison guards. Authorities say that two letters came from inside the state prison. One letter includes guards' home addresses. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.